Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Come and get a free consultation from the implant and Invisalign experts like I did and start the year right with a healthy smile. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
And there was a cane in the news yesterday. Greg Olsen, baby. Now, it's kind of bittersweet for me because Greg Olsen is like one of the best dudes you'll ever see, right, in football. He's just a great guy, does a lot of charitable work. He's just a phenomenal individual. Like, when I grow up, which I don't know if I'll ever grow up, but if I ever did grow up, I would like to be Greg Olsen because he's that kind of guy that you admire. Family guy, good dude, great player, all that stuff. But I will tell you this. I cringe a little bit because he's had so many injuries. And because I think he's really smart, I think he's saved enough money that he probably doesn't need this. And, oh, by the way, caveat, he is one of the color announcers in the XFL, Greg Olsen. I'm not sure if you know that, but he is one of the guys on the broadcast team as the color announcer. But he ends up signing with the Seahawks. And Greg, you know, never won a championship with the Bears, obviously, never won one with the Carolina Panthers. And so now he goes to Seattle, and I saw the picture yesterday right away with Russell Wilson, which was really cool. He signs a one-year deal for $7 million. $5.5 million of it is guaranteed. And I got to say, man, I'll definitely be pulling for Seattle and for Greg Olsen because he's such a good dude overall. But I'll also be doing a lot of praying for him, man. I want to see him end this final season for him in a healthy fashion. He was pretty much healthy last year coming back from the other injury. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I thought it was really cool to see him, you know, sign with the Seahawks because at least he's signing with a team that has a legitimate shot at a title. Okay? You got a championship coach. You definitely got a championship quarterback. You got a magician at quarterback. And if you could get the right pieces around him, and Lord knows he needed help at tight end. And Greg still has a little bit of gas left in the tank. There's no doubt. The only reason I would like to see Greg Olsen retire, it's because I don't want to see Greg Olsen break down again. You know what I mean? It's just like, I get the guy that needs it badly and doesn't have the money and maybe doesn't have the brains for it and all that. You know, I watch Greg Olsen breaking down the XFL games and all that. He's got the personality. He can deliver it. He can move on in the NFL booth one day or do it for a college team if he wanted to. You know what I mean? So he's got a future. He doesn't have to necessarily depend on football. But, hey, look, man, we all want to do what makes us happy. And just like what we were talking about yesterday with Ozzy, that I hope he's able to recover and go do what he loves. Hey, Greg Olsen's doing what he loves. You know what I mean?
Is it kind of puzzling, the Seattle, because you remember when Jimmy Graham went over there. Their tight ends are not like those pass, receiving, solely type receiver, you know, tight ends. They're more blocking than receiving tight ends. You know, did it make sense picking up Greg?
I mean,
look, he can block. There's no
he's there to catch.
But exactly.
But they don't have one. That's why.
Yeah, but they don't really use receiving tight end.
They do. No. They do use them. They just haven't had good ones lately.
Yeah, but
that's
remember when Jimmy Graham was over there.
Graham's not the best route runner, bro.
He's just the big guy and going for the rebound.
He's the athlete.
The rebound, yeah.
Okay. Olsen is...
No, he does it. He's a complete tight end.
Olsen is a true tight end.
Yes.
And it's not that Jimmy isn't, but Jimmy's a converted tight end. And so it's more of the athlete that's running into a space or an area or whatever. But if you want precise route running and all that stuff, that's probably not what you're getting Jimmy Graham for. You know, he's an athlete. He'll make plays, and he's done it. He's made plenty of plays in the NFL. He's had a really good career overall in the NFL. But Greg Olsen is a much more cleaner player when you add him to your roster, and that would be my my assessment of the difference between the two. Armed Ape says, I met Greg Olsen years ago when he was at the U. Ran into him once on Sunday at Cazola's down 17th Avenue in US 1. Big dude and really cool. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. He's a good guy, man.
Had to mention Cazola's, man. Those monster slices of pizza.
Yes.
And the chicken wings. I don't know if we always got pizza, but I have, back in the day on the dock, Port of Miami, we'd send somebody and get a bunch, and, man, their chicken wings are like gargantuan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, they're good. They're good, and their pizza, obviously.